This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will be back at work on Monday, according to a Downing Street spokeswoman, after having recovered from a case of coronavirus that sent him to intensive care for 3 nights earlier this month. The 55-year-old Johnson will take back control of a government under pressure from the economic fallout of a shutdown aimed at curbing the spread of the virus, as well as Britain's rising death toll. Criticism is growing over the government's response to the pandemic, with limited testing and shortages of protective equipment for medical workers and caregivers. As of Saturday, Britain has recorded more than 20,000 deaths from COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says his state will be conducting antibody tests for workers at 4 hospitals hit hardest by the coronavirus pandemic. At his daily briefing, Cuomo also said he will allow local pharmacies to begin collecting samples for diagnostic tests.
It's down to about 1,100 new cases. Only in this crazy reality would 1,100 new cases be relatively good news, right?
The renewed test focusing comes as the crisis appears to be subsiding in New York, with hospitalizations for COVID-19 falling to their lowest in 3 weeks. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis says that testing for COVID-19 has been ramped up in his state. At a briefing Saturday, DeSantis announced his administration plans to let pharmacists administer tests for the coronavirus to expand availability of testing for the general public. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news,